thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come, let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Hey friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you all? I hope you're doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope you are having a wonderful day today. So friends, welcome to the 21st episode of our program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you enjoyed all the previous episodes, and now let's head over to the answers to the questions I asked in the previous episode. So question number 1, what are the letters of Yarmalun? The answer is Ya, Ra, Meem, Lam, Waw, and Noon are the letters of Yarmalun. Question number 2, when does Iqlab happen? The answer is when the letter Ba is present after Noon Sakina or Tanween, Iqlab happens. Question number 3, what is the surah named after the previous episode's Waqia? The answer is that the surah named after the previous episode's Waqia was Surah Baqarah. Question number 4, what was the cow's color in the previous episode's Waqia? The answer is that the cow's color was yellow. Question number 5, how many dinar did the mother tell her son to sell the cow in? The answer is that the mother told her son to sell the cow for 3 dinar. So without any ado, let's head over to the first segment of our program, Madani Qaida.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So friends, today we are going to start with a lesson number 15, the cases of Meem Sakina. So case number 1, Idgham e Shafawi. When after a Meem Sakina, another Meem comes, Idgham e Shafawi is done within the Meem Sakina, meaning Gunna is done. And Ikfa e Shafawi, if a Ba comes after a Meem Sakina, Ikfa e Shafawi is done within the Meem Sakina, meaning Gunna is done. Izhar e Shafawi, if any letter other than Ba or Meem comes after a Meem Sakina, Izhar e Shafawi is done within the Meem Sakina, meaning Gunna is not done. So in the first two cases, Idgham e Shafawi and Ikhfa e Shafawi, Gunna is done in the Meem Sakina, and in Izhar e Shafawi, Gunna is not done in the Meem Sakina. So now let's start with the pronunciation of all of these cases so it is easier for us to pronounce it later on.
Hamza, Noon, Zabar, An, Ta, Meem, Meem, Peshtum, Antum, Meem, La, Peshmul, Lam, Zirli, Mughli, Meem, Waw, Peshmu, مظلم نون زبرنا مظلمون أنتم مظلمون همزة زبر أ لام ميم زبر لم ألم تاء زبر تاء را زبر را ترى ألم تر كاف نون بيش كن تا ميم بيش تم كنتم با زير بي ها كان زير هي به كنتم به ها ميم بيش هم فا يا زيد في هم في ها ألف زبر ها هم فيها واو زبر و لام زبر لا ولا كاف ميم ميم بشكم ولكم ميم ألف زبر ما كاف زبر ك ما ك سين با زبر سب ما كسب تا ميم بشتم ما كسبتم ولكم ما كسبتم واو لام زبر والهمزة ميم زبر أم والأم را بشر والأمر تا همزة زبر تا تا زيت تا تي ها ميم زيت هم تا تيهم با زيت بي همزة خرا زبر آ بي آ يا زبر يا بي آ يا تا دو زيت تين بآية تأتيهم بآية همزة ميم زبر أم ضاد خرى زبر ضاء أم ضاء همزة خرى زبر آ تا يا زبر تي آتي تا بشتو آتيت كاف ميم ميم بشكم آتيتكم ميم نون زير من كاف زير كي من كي تا خرى زبر تا من كتاب دو زيد بن من كتاب آتيتكم من كتاب لام ميم زبر لم يا زبر يا لم يا لام دال زيد لد لم يلد عين زبر ع لام يا زبر لي علي كاف ميم بشكم عليكم با زيد ب واو زبر و ب و كاف يا زير كي بي وكي لام دو زير لين بي وكي لين عليكم بي وكي لين واو زبر و همزة ميم زبر أم و أم طا را زبر طر وأمطر نون ألف زبر نا وأمطرنا فا زبر فا ها ميم ميم بش هم فهم ميم قاف بش مق ميم زبر ما مقما حا واو بش حو مقمح نون زبر نا مقمحون فهم تقمحون لام زبر لا كاف ميم بيش كم لكم دال يا زير دي نون بيش نو دين كاف ميم بيش كم دينكم لكم دينكم تا را زبر تر ميم يا زير مي ترمي ها ميم زير هم ترميهم با زير بي حا زير حي بحي جيم ألف زبر جاء بحجا را زبر را بحجارة تا دو زير تن بحجارة ترميهم بحجارة همزة زبر أ لام ميم زبر لم ألم نون شين زبر نش را حا زبر راح نشرح ألم نشرح واو زبر و ها ميم ميم بيش هم وهم ميم عين بيش مع را زير ري معري ضاد واو بيش دو معرض نون زبر ن معرضون وهم معرضون واو زبر و خا زبر خا وخا لام قاف زبر لق وخلق نون كرا زبر نا وخلقنا كاف ميم بيشكم وخلقناكم همزة زا زبر أز واو ألف زبر و أزوى جيم دو زبر جن أزواجا وخلقناكم أزواجا واو زبر و ميم ألف زبر ما وما ها ميم بيش هم وما هم با زير بي ميم همزة بيش مو بمو ميم زير مي بمو مي نون يا زير ني بمو ميني نون زبر ن بمو مؤمنين وما هم بمؤمنين همزة ميم زبر أم صاد زبر ص أم ص با را زبر بر أم صبر نون ألف زبر نا أم صبرنا لام زبر لا ها ميم ميم بيش هم لهم ميم نون زير من نون لام زبر نل من نل حا سين بيش حس من نل حس نون كرا زبر نا من الحسنى لهم من الحسنى ذال خرى زبر ذا لام زيد لي ذالي كاف ميم بيشكم ذلكم قاف واو زبر قو لام بيش لو قول كاف ميم بيش كم قولكم ذلكم قولكم باء عين زبر باء ضاد بيش دو بعض كاف ميم بيشكم بعضكم با زير ب با عين زبر بع ببع ضاد دو زير ضن ببعض بعضكم ببعض عين زبر ع لام يا زبر لي علي ها ميم زير هم عليهم غين زبر غ ضاد زبر ض غض با دو إش بن غضب عليهم غضب.
So friends, that was our today's segment of Madani Kaida. I hope you learned a lot from it, and I hope now you know how to pronounce all of the cases of Mim Sakina. So without any ado, let's head over to the next segment of our program, Wakya.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So friends, today we are going to read the Wakya 70,000 Dead Resurrected from the book Quranic Wonders. It was an amazing event related to the people of Sayyiduna Hizkil alayhi salam that contained several more lessons and words of advice. This event is mentioned in the second chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. Who was Sayyiduna Hizkil alayhi salam? He alayhi salam was the third successor of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and was bestowed with the dignified rank of the prophethood. Sayyiduna Hizkil alayhi salam was known also as Ibn al-Ajuz, meaning the son of an old woman, and was also known as Zulkifl. The reason behind called Ibn al-Ajuz, the son of an old woman, was that he alayhi salam was born at the time when his mother was very old. And the reason behind being called Zulkifl is that he alayhi salam took 70 such Anbiya under his protection and saved them from being killed when the Jews were going to commit a massacre. Later on, he alayhi salam was too saved from the attack of Jews by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and remained alive for years, continued guiding his people. The event of the resurrections of the dead. It has been reported that a tribe of the Bani Israel used to live in the city of Sayyiduna Hizkil alayhi salam. These people were struck with the fear of death due to the spread of plague in the city. All these people left the city and went to the jungle and settled there. Allah Azza wa Jalla disliked this act very much. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent an angel of torment to the jungle who hid himself behind a mountain. With a loud scream, he said, "All of you die!" After listening to this frightening scream, all died at once without any disease. There were 70,000 in number. These dead people were so large in number, their bodies started to rot and a terrible smell spread not only within the jungle but the surroundings as well. Some people felt pity for the dead corpses and erected a wall around them to protect the bodies from wild beasts. After a few days, Sayyidina Hizqiyil alayhi salam passed by the jungle and saw the dead bodies. Upon seeing the sudden death of 70,000 people and seeing them without any burial, he alayhi salam felt a lot of sorrow. He alayhi salam became tearful and supplicated to Allah azza wa jalla with a sorrow heart. O Allah Azza wa Jal, these were my people who made the mistake to flee from the city to the jungle due to fear of death. These were all inhabitants of my city whom I have deep love for. They were with me in my good and bad times. Alas, all my people destroyed and I am left all alone. O Allah Azza wa Jal, these were the people who used to proclaim your praise and would testify your oneness. While making this supplication with full of humbleness, it was revealed upon him, O Hizqiyil, say to these scattered bones that, O bones, undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal commands you to be assembled. When Sayyidina Hizqiyil alayhi salam said this, a movement took place among the bones and every person's bones gathered and formed a skeleton. Then it was revealed that, O Hizqiyil, say that, O bones, it is in order from Allah Azza wa Jal for you to wear flesh. As soon as they heard this, flesh developed in their skeleton. Then the third time it was revealed that, O Hizqiyil, now say that, O the dead ones, all of you stand up by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. As soon as Sayyidina Hizqiyil alayhi salam said these words, 70,000 dead bones stood up in instant reciting, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta. Then all of them went back to their city, leaving the jungle and lived their lives for the duration destined from them. However, there were still significant signs of the death apparent that their children would smell of a rotten corpse and any clothes they would wear turned into shroud. Their clothes would get dirty the way the shrouds get dirty in the grave. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this miraculous and marvelous event in Surah Al-Baqarah in the following words. O beloved Rasul, did you not see those children of Israel who left their homes in their thousands fearing death due to plague? So Allah said to them, die. He then brought them back to life. Indeed, Allah is most bountiful upon people, but most people are ungrateful. So friends, that was a really wonderful waqia of today. I hope you liked the waqia and I hope you learned a lot from this waqia. So friends, now without any ado, let's head over to our today's episode's questions.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So question number one, when does idgham shafawi happen? Question number two, when does izhar shafawi happen? Question number three, who was Sayyidina Hizqiyil alayhi salam? Question number four, how many people died in today's waqia? So friends, those were our today's questions. I hope you know all the answers to them. And if you concentrated throughout this whole episode, these answers would be really easy for you. So friends, I hope you liked our today's episode and I hope you learned a lot from it. Allow me to leave. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun. Let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.